Romans chapter 12, and we're going to begin with verse 19 through 21. Are you there? Say amen. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just ask that you anoint this sermon with your word, God, of the Holy Ghost Spirit anointing. And God, just anoint my tongue, body, soul, and mouth to speak only your words. God, open the hearts and ears, the eyes of the people here and those listening by video. Thank you for allowing us to be in your home. Bind any hindrance, any distraction, or anything that would keep your word from proceeding forth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. The devil places people, places, and things in your life. Amen. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to get you to fall. But you can't allow those evil, that evil that's on them. What does it say? It says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with what? Good. So when the devil places these people, places, and things in your life to cause you to become angry, to cause you to come upset, to cause you to get your feelings hurt, to cause you to want to step in your flesh and cause you to want to react, cause you to step into the spirit of pride. The Bible's telling us, listen, it says, avenge not yourself. And he's trying to teach you something. Because we all, when somebody comes against us or attacks us or says something about us, or we feel threatened or cut you off in traffic or steps in line in front of a grocery store and says something crazy, anything, the first response we want to do is to do what? Get even. We want to say something. We want to go off. We want to be upset. We want to tell them how we feel. And for some of you guys, when you say that, you say, I'm just trying to get my point across. So for you guys that just want to get your point across, the Bible's telling you, don't get your point across. He says, avenge not yourself. Why? He says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Now, none of us are who? None of us are the Lord. So it's not our place to allow the devil to use, and the devil, listen to me, church, the devil is going to use his children to attack you. He's going to use his children, and you know if they don't have God, they are being used by the enemy. And their job is to steal your love, your joy, your peace, your happiness, and they're trying to overcome you with their evil. And generally, that's where people will fail God, is because instead of saying, I'm a Christian, I love the Lord, I'm an ambassador for Christ, I represent God, I represent Jesus, I represent the Holy Spirit, I represent our pastor, I represent Jesus Died for You Ministries, and I represent everybody else that's in this church. And I know by my actions and by my behavior, if I allow this evil to jump onto me and cause me to then step in my flesh and become evil, then it's not just me that I've hurt, but I have hurt God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, my church, my pastor, my church family. I have hurt everybody. And what I've done is given the devil he gets the praise and the glory and honor instead of God. And the minute that you say, you know what? Devil, I see you. Come on now. Devil, I see you, and you a liar straight from hell. I know what you are trying to do. I know you are trying to bait me to get me to step in my flesh so I will come out here, get in my flesh, and act a fool so then you get the praise and the glory and honor. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to step back and I'm going to say, you know what? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. I'm going to turn this over to God right now. I'm turning you over to God. Amen. And God is going to have His way with you. Why? Because I see what you are trying to do. And sometimes it ain't just people outside of the world that come against you. Sometimes the devil will use even other church members against you. Come on now. Other brothers and sisters in Christ will against you. You see, the devil will try to use anything and anyone he can to try to get you to ruffle your feathers. And that's where the Bible is teaching us. It says, do not be overcome with evil. Take the high road. Take the high road and look at him and say, you know what? I ain't going out like that. You are not going to have control over me. God has control over me. Amen. And if you allow them to have control over you, it's really not them that's attacking you. Because we don't fight flesh and blood. We fight evil spirits, principalities, and rulers of darkness in dark places. And that rulers of darkness that's in them has overcome them. And they are trying to get you to step into the flesh so they can be what? The devil's a what? Accuser of the brother. I thought you was a Christian. I thought you went to church. I thought you represent God. How is it that you gonna act this way? You ever notice as soon as somebody can get you to step in the flesh, the first thing they do is accuse you? Come on now. The first thing they do then is point the finger at you and all your faults. Mind you, they the one that caused you to fall. But I ain't a Christian like you, so I got the excuse to act this way. You're the one carrying the title. Well, you made me act out. No, the devil did. Can't nobody make you do nothing. And sadly to say, if they get you to fall, then they are correct. You are a Christian and they ain't, and they got you to slip. What does it look like you giving power and authority over to the devil when you claim to be a Holy Ghost Spirit-filled Christian of God? Now listen to me. I know this scripture here. This passage of scripture is hard, and I really didn't want to preach it because I don't want the devil stepping to me, because I'll be the first one to admit I'm scared. I'll step in my flesh. So if ain't none of y'all getting nothing, I know I'm getting something, because I don't want to be tempted, because I don't want to fall. So I know God is at least teaching me, look, Loopy, continue to trust in me. Continue to walk in the Spirit. Continue to allow God to use you. Continue to be the bigger person. Continue to allow all the enemy's attacks that's coming against you. Put up your shield of faith, trust in God, and let God deal with it. Why? Because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And you say, well, I just don't think anything's going to happen to them. Well, here's the thing. It's not your place to be concerned with that. Look over at Galatians 6:7. I promise you, in the end, they're not going to get away with what they've done. Galatians 6, verse 7. You there? Word of God says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So, you understand that. God is not mocked. In other words, God, you can't make fun of God. He sees all, he knows all, he hears all. God sees people's backbiting, he sees their gossip, he sees their two-facedness, he sees their betrayal, he sees their lies, he sees their deception, he sees their evil ways, he sees their sins that they're doing behind closed doors that don't nobody else know they're doing, and they think they're fooling everybody. Guess what? God sees every single thing. Amen. So all the lies, all the gossip, all the backbiting, all the devouring, all the coming against you, guess what? God sees it all. And he says, look, you don't have to fight your battles. Flo, you don't have to fight your battles. Why? Because God fights your battles. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. So he says, stop fooling yourself. You are not getting away with anything. Sooner or later, what they have planted in the dirt is going to come up. And I promise you, they're going to reap the fields. The problem with people who sin, guess what they do? They go out and they take the way of the world and they say, hey, this feels good. This looks good. And they had gold. They was Christians. People was Christians. And guess what? They have the gold and they change it for the fool's gold, because this one looks bigger. This one looks prettier. This one's got it going on. And they take the fool's gold. And then after they realize this is not really gold, it really looks gold, it looks shinier, it looks more prettier, and it looks great. And once they realize they done took the fool's bait and they had all the fun, all the pleasure, and they did every sin that they wanted to do. Then all of a sudden it comes back in their lap and they realize, look at what I traded for this generic. I gave up the good for the false. And that's generally when the evil people that left God, they generally run to God and they say, oh God, forgive me. And God says, you know what? I realize you're asking for forgiveness, but the only reason why you're asking for forgiveness is because you know that you done planted a whole lot of nastiness in the ground. A whole lot of nastiness. And people aren't seeking forgiveness because they truly have a heart of forgiving. It's they want forgiveness because now they done messed up. Amen? And the thing with God, he says, you don't be deceived. Why? Because whatever you put in the dirt, you're going to have to pay for. So even though you go to God and you say, God, forgive me, I've sinned against you. He said, okay, you forgiven. Oh, does that mean that all this is good? No, you still got to pay for that. Why? Because that's the law that I put out. You will reap what you sow. I forgive you, so if you die, you can go to heaven. But don't you forgive me and wash away my sins? I did wash away your sin. Then why I got to pay for it? Because that's also my correction and I correct my children. Well, you let me slide the last three times I came to you and asked for forgiveness. That's why you're going to pay for the field this time. You see, God will make a person reap what they sow. And just because people come against you and they try to get you to fall and they try to get you to stumble, what you have to tell yourself in your head is, you didn't do that to me. The evil that was in them attacked the good that was in you. Do you understand that? They attacked the good that was in you. And you have to turn around and look at them and feel sorry for them in a way and say, you know what? I have pity on you. Why? Because God has revealed your heart to me. I see it's full of lies. I see it's full of deception. I see it's full of backbiting. I see it's full of covetousness. I see it's full of greed. I see it's full of envy. I see it's full of jealousy. I see it's full of nastiness. I see it's full of grossness. And because God has revealed what's in your heart, I pity you and I feel sorry for you. Why? Because I know you are going to have to reap for what you have planted in the dirt. You will have to pay. Why? Because God is not a liar. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. He said, you ain't going to make fun of me. But see, nobody else knew my sin. God knows your sin. Every sin that people do behind closed doors with the lights off or at the club or in the car or having a little drink or going out and doing a little bit of this, doing a little bit of that, God sees it all. He sees it all. He says, you can't fool me. You can fool everybody there is up in the church and you can go in there and look your Sunday's best and pretend to be a Holy Ghost Spirit-filled person of God. But I know what you truly doing, and because of that, I am not mocked. You are not going to make fun of me. You may make fun of everybody up in that church and laugh and think, ha, 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 they don't know. But God knows. He sees everything. He knows everything. And he will have his vengeance. He says, don't be overcome with evil, but overcome the evil with good. Why is he telling you that? Because he wants you to be Christ-like. He wants you to be humble. He wants you to surrender all your faith and trust into him. And he wants you to carry yourself like a true righteous man of God, like a true righteous woman of God. Why? So the devil can't accuse you. So when you walk around and they say, I did everything I could to get them to fall, and you still stand, I'm still standing. I still haven't failed. I still haven't done wrong. How good is that to look up and say, you know what, God, I got a clear conscience. I got a clear conscience. I passed my test. I didn't fail you. How angry do you think you just made the devil? Whew. You made him as angry as what he was trying to make you. And the people that came against you, guess what? They are now, since you didn't accept what they had to offer, they got to eat it. Why? Because they got to reap what they sowed. The people that tried to get you, now they got to pay for that. That's the vengeance. They have to pay for what they tried to do to you. So by you pat, now here's the thing. If you fail, I got them. The devil's clowning. And instead of them having to eat it, they just made you eat the whole thing. And then when you get done eating it, how you going to feel? Nasty, disgusting, I failed, I messed up, I can't believe I done that. Ooh, I can't believe I let them get me. I can't believe I let them get me angry. I can't believe I let them mess me up. And who feels like trash? And the devil's like, ta-da, got them again. But when you pass, the person that tried to make you feel that way, then they become angry and nasty because the devil going to put it on one of the two. You got to stop accepting other people's garbage. You say, well, how do I do that? You got to flee from them. The Word of God said, flee from evil. Sometimes you got to get away. Stay away from them same people, places, and things that continue to cause you to fall. If you know somebody or something or somewhere you go is causing you to slip, stumble, and fall, why go around it? Stay away from it. If it caused you to fall the last 10 times, don't go back. You're going to mess up. Stay away from the devil and say, you know what? I turn this over to God. God is going to deal with it. God is going to handle it. You understand? Give it to Jesus. If you take it in your own hands, you just shame Jesus. You have to have, remember the sermon I preached on, the spirit of humility? How would Jesus do it? What would Jesus say? How would Jesus behave? Would Jesus gossip? Would Jesus backbite? Would Jesus devour? Would Jesus come to church and be the hypocrite and live like the devil? You have to carry yourself the way Jesus carries you. Amen. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. How many of y'all remember the sermon about strongholds in the mind? You say, well, how do I do it, Pastor? How do I overcome them? How do I not fall? How do I not mess up? How do I not give myself over to that? Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to begin with verse 3. You there? For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So that's how you overcome the evil. Amen. What do you have to do? You have to realize that your weapons of warfare are not fleshly. In other words, you ain't going to battle the devil with these and win. You're going to fail. You're not going to battle the devil with your mouth by gossiping, backbiting, devouring, and spreading all kinds of gossip and nastiness. You ain't going to win. You have to use the power and the anointing of God. And then it says what? To pulling down strongholds. What is a stronghold? A place, a particular cause or belief strongly defended or upheld. Y'all remember the sermon I preached about the devil putting up strongholds in people's minds? Well, this breaks those strongholds. It gets them out of your head. What does that mean? When somebody comes against you and makes you upset, and even though you pass, and even though you did good, what's the devil try to do then? He tries to get you to steady and remember what happened. Amen? It'd be one day, 2 days, and you still think about choking them. I got one amen. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. I passed my test. Well, I would like to, boy. Amen. The devil's building strongholds right there. And yes, you may have passed your test, but guess what he's doing? He's trying to put a spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment off in you so that way when you see him the next time, you won't pass. If he can build that stronghold up in you, then he got you. And what you have to do is you have to get that thought out your mind. Amen? You got to let that go. You got to stop allowing the devil to use those people, places, and things to build them strongholds up in your mind. And you have to have control over your thoughts and make them line up with the Word of God. Look at that last sentence. And bringing into captivity every thought and to the obedience of Christ. So you have to capture your thoughts and you have to say, look, is me wanting to choke these people, is that of Jesus? No, it's not of God. Is me wanting to get even with them, is that of God? No, that's not of God. Is me wanting to do X, Y, or Z, is that of Jesus? That's not of God. And you have to capture those thoughts and say, you ain't going to build no stronghold up in my head, devil. You're going to get out of my head. Some people have allowed the devil to put those thoughts in their head and they've lived with them for 1, 2, 3, 10, 15, 20 years. And the devil's still in their mind. You got to break the stronghold, get it out of your head and tell yourself, you know what? Not today, devil. You don't have control over me. Why? Because I've got to have the mind of Christ. How can I serve God and not have the mind of Christ but have the mind of the devil? You can't. You are nothing more than a churchgoer that goes and warms the bench and pays your tithes and offering and do your check-off list, daily routine. I went to church on Sunday. I did what I'm supposed to. I read my daily devotion. I read my scripture. I sang my praise and worship. Hallelujah. Washed my hands. Now I get to go live my life. Is that what God says we're supposed to do? Why do you think the devil strays in people's head and lies to them constantly? It's because they are not feeding themselves the Word of God. It's not pastor's job to be God over your relationship with God. It's my job just to bring the food and put it out there. It ain't even my job. I got to stop spoon feeding you. Eventually, you got to feed yourself. Why do people not feed themselves? Because they rather blame pastor for all their faults and failures because of their own laziness, because they don't want to do their job. Did you hear what I said? You've got to get your... I can't control what goes on in your head. You've got to control your thoughts. And you got to stop letting the devil build strongholds, and you got to forgive. Oh, did y'all hear what I said? You got to forgive, and you got to forget. And you got to represent God. When you forgive and forget, that doesn't mean you let somebody be the doormat and you keep getting done over and over and over the same way. No, what you say is, I forgive you. Now I'm going to forget it. I'm going to be the bigger person, and I'm going to continue to serve my God. I'm going to give place to the devil behind me. Where does he need to be? Get behind me, devil. And vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. I'm not even concerned how he's going to repay you. Because what? I know you're going to get it. Why? Because you're going to reap what you sowed. And the plate of nastiness that you tried to give me, you're going to eat it. The hurt, the pain, the jealousy, the anger, the rage, the unforgiveness, everything that the devil tried to give you, that person that he used, they're going to have to eat that. And you keep on walking towards Jesus. You say, well, pastor, what am I supposed to think? Because my head just be thinking some craziness. I'm going to help you with that. Amen. Go over Philippians 4, verse 8. I'm going to help you to have a... How many of you want to have a good head? Amen. How many of you would you rather like to control your mind and say, man, God, I want to control my mind. I want to know the difference between God's thoughts and my thoughts. I want to think positive and not negative. You say, how in the world do I do that? How do I take control of my head? Where does the devil attack you most? In your mind. Even in church, the devil will attack your head and get you thinking about something or making you think negative or nasty, and that ain't nothing but Lucifer. I'm going to show you what you're supposed to think about. You ready? And if you do this, you're going to have it going on. Philippians 4, verse 8. Are you there? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Huh. Boy, that just gave you the whole weapons right there. So listen, here's what you tell yourself. Whatever things are true, if you hear lies in your head, is that from God or is that from the devil? Amen, bud, the devil. When you hear you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not handsome enough, you're not smart enough, you're not rich enough, you're not this enough, guess what? Is that true? Them's lies from hell. It's a lie from the devil. Stop comparing yourself with other people of the world. I don't care if they are the most beautiful, handsome, rich, got it going on. If they ain't got God, they the most nastiest, perverse, disgusting individual. Stop looking at the outside and look at the inside and say, God, I see how beautiful I really am. Oh, I got it going on. Amen. And you start telling yourself, it says, whatsoever things are true. So if the devil tries to put a lie in your head, you cast that down right then on the spot and say, not today. I don't accept that. Whatsoever things are honest. You have to believe what God tells you. Amen. Whatsoever things are just. If it ain't right, then guess what? Man, that ain't even right. Then why am I thinking about it? What they did to you ain't right. Why? You know what? I don't even want to think about that. Why? Because that ain't just. That ain't even worth thinking about. Ain't even worth talking about. Ain't even worth discussing. Why? Because it ain't just. Amen? Whatsoever things are pure. You ask yourself, did they do that with a pure heart? Did they have the right motives? Were they doing? Were they being honest and true? Were they being just? No, they wasn't. Hey, I don't want to think about that then. I won't think about it. Why? Because the devil's trying to get you. You understand? He's trying to get you to fall, church. If he can put lies in your head and you begin to believe those lies, he got you. He's got you. Amen? Whatsoever things are lovely. Who's lovely? God is lovely. You lovely. I'm lovely. So what should we be thinking about? Lovely. If it ain't lovely, then don't think it's nasty. There's a big difference between lovely and nasty. Amen? Think about lovely. Whatsoever things of good report. Uh-oh. You ready? For all the gossipers out there, listen. Hey. Is that a good report coming out your mouth? The devil's accuser of the brethren. If they spreading bad seed and they trying to put it in your head, then the devil's trying to preach to you through them. And what you should tell them is, you know what? Stop. Stop right now in the name of Jesus. You stop with that lying, no good gossip, backbiting tongue of yours. I bind it in the name of Jesus. Shut your mouth. You told me to shut. Yeah, I did tell you to shut. Shut your mouth. Get that thing away from me. Tongue got two forks at the end, just like the Satan. One, it tickles your flesh. And tell you how great you are. The other one's to talk about you behind your back and say all kinds of nastiness. Satan tongue. Look at you and say, oh, I love you with one side. You so this, that. And then gossip about you behind your back. Is that a good report? Then shame on you for listening to it. Come on now. Shame. Shame. Tell them, say, hey, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about that. I thank God for what you should say. I thank God, like I said earlier, thank you, Lord, for letting me see the truth. Thank you, God, for letting me see their true intentions. Thank you, God, for letting me see the hurt, the pain, the anger, the abuse they tried to bring my way. Thank you, God, for teaching me how to flee from evil. Thank you, God, for helping me to stay away from the garbage. Thank you, God, for letting me get the devil behind me. Thank you, God, for being my redeemer, my fighter. Thank you, God, for taking the vengeance that's going to be taken. And God, thank you for letting them reap what they're going to sow. Because I'm a child of the Most High God, and there ain't nobody or anything going to have any power or authority over me. Why? Because I represent Jesus in all that I do. Amen. And the minute that you have that type of mentality, then guess what? You will be more than overcomers through Christ. And he will give you his strength, amen. And then you can think upon things that are just. Think about things that are holy. Think about things that are honest. You can walk around with a clean mind instead of a disturbed, tore up mind, amen. where the devil trying to put you in bondage and bring strongholds up in your head. Not today, devil. Not today. They got them people, places, and things got to go. Because I am not going to tolerate it. I want a good report. Tell me something good. Tell me something good. Tell me you love me. Tell me you need me. Tell me you got to have me. Tell me how great we are together. Wouldn't you want to hear that? There's a beautiful report we heard between Mike and Flo this morning. Enough of making man cry. Sadly, we have to wait once a year for them to hear that to each other. Hang on to that because you probably ain't going to hear it till next year. Shouldn't that be every day? Come on now, be real with one another. It should be every day. It should be every day. When you hear it, when you got people in your life that you love, you should tell them, I love you. I care for you. I'm thankful for you. And that's not just spouses, that's family, that's friends. That's people that you really care about. I called Bud and I said, Bud, has anybody told you they love you? He said, yeah, my son. I said, well, I guess I don't have to then. I said, I love you, Bud. I love you too, Pastor. Don't that make you feel good just to know somebody called you and said, I love you? Amen? That's all God is wanting us to do is love one another, man. That's all he's asking. Just love one another. Believe a good report. He said, if it's any virtue, any praise, think on these things. Virtue is cleanness, wholesome, good. Any praise, anything we can give God the honor and the praise for, that's what we're supposed to think on. Anything else? Stop thinking about it. It's lies from hell, man. It's lies from hell. It ain't true. It's a lie. Don't think on it. And the devil will tell you, they thinking this about you. They saying this about you. Is that a good report? I don't want to hear it, devil. Get out of my head. You know, people's their own worst enemy, and then the devil will use them to blame everybody else for their jacked up life. No, you are reaping what you sowed. It's your own fault that all that stuff is coming on you. Stop sinning, stop gossiping, stop backbiting, stop devouring, stop spreading seeds of nastiness and wickedness, stop trying to play the victim, and stop trying to make everybody feel sorry for you, and pick up your cross and follow after God. And when people try to come and they try to put nastiness and they try to attack you and come against you, tell them I don't want to hear it no more. Why? Because you're stealing my peace, man. You're stealing my peace. You're stealing my joy. You're stealing my happiness. I want to go to church so I can hear the truth, so I can receive from God, so I can build myself up to be the beautiful man or woman that God wants me to be. Too many people got their nose in everybody else's business but their own. Come on now. Next time somebody brings something to you, I want you to say this, stop. That ain't none of my business. Let's practice that. Y'all ready? Stop. That ain't none of my business. Kind of makes you feel good, don't it? You want to do it again? Let's do it again. Stop! That ain't none of my business. You make that serpent tongue of theirs choke them out. So, here's the recap that we got on everything. Amen? We cannot allow ourselves to be overcome with evil, but we overcome the evil with our what? With our good, amen. God is not mocked. You're not going to make fun of God. You ain't going to hide. You can shut the door. You can do anything you want. You can sneak around and do what you think is there. Nobody going to know. God is seeing it, man. And he's not mocked. You're going to reap what you sow. And then when the people run and say, oh, forgive me. He said, I'll forgive you. But you still going to pay for that field that you turn around and planted. So if your life is messed up, stop putting the nasty stuff in the dirt. Don't blame nobody else. And here's the thing, and I'm trying to close. You ever notice when you put a seed in, that sucker don't pop up overnight. Sometimes people plant seeds for days, weeks, months, a year, and all of a sudden later, a year later, and they crop, if they did good, it comes to harvest, and you think, praise God. But if you put evil and you have to look back and pay for that whole entire year worth of evil that you done planted, ugh. God, I asked you for forgiveness and I forgave you. But you're going to reap what you sow. It's not God's fault. Don't blame God. Some of you say, well, I've been doing good for her. Somebody give me some time. 1 month, 2 months. I've been doing good for 2 months. Why has this bad stuff happened to me? Because you had a whole year worth of garbage. Well, I feel like quitting and giving up. That's what the devil wants you to do. You know why? Because listen to me, and I'm trying to close. If you plant 6 months worth of garbage, and then you get into 2 weeks worth of good, then you only got 2 weeks worth of good. You reap that bad stuff. This makes you, the devil lies to you right here. Quit, give up, stop. You might as well. Look at all the bad stuff happen to you. Why does he say that? Because if you quit and give up, you stop planting good seeds, you go back to planting bad seeds, and then you got another 6 months worth of bad. What happens is you pay for that 6 months worth of bad, the first one, and then you get some good. You're like, hey, I'm good. And then it goes bad again. You're like, oh, why did it happen bad? Because the devil knows he can get you to quit and give up. You stop putting good seed in the dirt. So when you are serving God and bad stuff is happening, then you tell yourself, you know what? I'm paying for my field. But that ain't going to make me quit and give up. I'm going to keep putting good seed because sooner or later, I'm going to be able to cash in on the good seed. You understand? And if some of you had a whole field full of good seed and you say bad stuff still happened to me, God is allowing your faith to be tested. Why? To make you closer to Him. Amen. Now, some of the evil people heard that, and guess what they're going to say? The bad stuff's happened to me because my faith's being tested. No, it's because you put that nasty seed in the dirt. Don't lie. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Amen. The last part about it is you have to break the strongholds in the mind. Stop letting the devil build a fortress in your head. Stop listening to the lies and begin to think on whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, whatever is of virtue, and whatever is to give God praise. If it ain't those things, stop listening to it. If you need help, then call. I need help, Pastor. I need prayer. Why? Because the devil's trying to build them strongholds in my head and I'm thinking bad thoughts. Well, let's pray and bind it. Jessica told you straight up. How many weeks ago was that? 2 weeks ago. She was bound for years with all kinds of garbage. We turned around and prayed, had the whole church pray over. She'd been set free. She'd been happy for the last 2 weeks. Good report. But guess whose job is it to keep it that way? She better keep putting good seeds in the dirt. Amen. You got to keep them good. You guys got it? All right, let's all stand. I told you that was going to be a good one. Now, here's what we're going to do. I want to pray. And while I'm praying, I want you to turn around and ask God to forgive you for your sins, forgive you for your trespasses, forgive those that have done evil to you. Not that they deserve it, but so you can be free from them. So you can give that over to God and let God deal with it. That's why you're going to do it. You understand? And then you continue to put good seed in the ground and ask God to help you. And you bind every lying tongue that tries to lie to you, hit your head, or spread that gossip to you. You say, stop. I don't want to hear that. So as I'm praying out loud, that's what I want you to be praying as a church. And pray for your church. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your brothers and sisters that's in the church. And pray that God continues to help us. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we just ask forgiveness of all of our sins, all of our trespasses. And God, we just forgive those who have come against us. And God, we just forgive them, not because they deserve it, but because we, dear God, don't want to be bound by them any longer. God, we just ask for the chains to be broken, for us to be set free from their evil. And God, help us not to be overcome by evil, but let us overcome the evil with our good. Let our light shine for you, God, that we may bring you glory and honor and praise. And God, help us to think on good thoughts. God, help us to bind the devil and his lies. And God, help us not to listen to people with serpent tongues that spread gossip, backbite, and devouring and nastiness and wickedness. Help us, God, to only believe good reports. And God, we thank you for your Son that died on a cross for us. We accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And God, we confess him before others and before you now. Write our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, dear God. Help us to be a light that shines for you, that we may give you glory and honor all the days of our life. And God, I just ask you to set us completely free and deliver us, God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. And God, for those that have done evil and that have planted evil, God, we know they're going to reap what they have sown. Help us to plant good seed that we may be able to give it to others. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a little hand clap. God bless you, and I will see you tonight at 6 o'clock.